Hey, good morning. This is Jeremy. I'm going to be sharing with you the devotional thought for the day, and I hope this will help you kind of get through the day and do the things that you need to do. I think it's just been such a privilege, really, and an honor to be part of your daily life, and just for every one of us that are plugged into this podcast to learn how to really take our relationship with God to a level that's on a daily basis, you know, not just once a week kind of thing. So today I want you to look at 2 Corinthians 6:4. Hopefully you're already reading this in your Fuel Bible reading plan. But Paul writes this, and he starts talking about how he had faced such difficult circumstances, and yet how he pressed on with God without giving up. And I think that's a real key for every one of us, that we would learn how to persevere through difficulties in life and not give up. And Paul writes, we commend ourselves in every way. And then he starts listing out all these troubles that he had faced, and yet all those things hadn't stopped him. They hadn't stopped his spirit. And he had such a great perspective. He writes, we're sorrowful, yet we're rejoicing. We have nothing, yet we possess everything. And you know, in almost every aspect of our life today, there's parts that you will face that are in opposition to your faith and potentially threaten your trust with God and try to derail your passion to serve God. But the challenge for us is to keep a God-centered perspective, to get through these storms and get through the difficulties in life. Now, I really think God can do that for you. I think there's two things that today I want you to focus on, just two simple thoughts as you go through the day. The first thing is having a God-centered vision. A God-centered vision, that your outlook is for the things of God, and you remember the calling of God and the purposes of God. And the second thing is a God-centered provision, that you don't just think about the vision part, but also what God wants to provide for you. In the verses that we read and referred to just a moment ago, Paul starts talking about how he really lived his life as a servant of God. It talks about his vision. He was very clear about what he wanted to do, about what God had called him to be. And as he persevered in that vision and kept up what God had called him to do, he received the power and he received the strength that he needed to get through every situation. But you see, the moment you and I draw back in our vision, the moment we step back and we start trying another way, we just kind of wait, well, maybe God will show up, maybe he won't. You stop seeing the power and the provision of God, you know, really break through in your life like you need it. It's unbelievable that in spite of all the stuff Paul faced, poverty, dishonor, hunger, even being threatened, you know, with his own death, that he relied on the power of God. And it says, you know, that the Holy Spirit was with him. You know, you might be a really strong person naturally. You may be able to face a lot of things in yourself. But I think no matter what, any one of us comes to a point where we don't have enough strength, where we don't really have what it takes to make it through to the things God called us to do. And in those moments, that's when you can rely on the provision of the power of God in your life. And I want to remind you that God is available to you today. His resources, his power, his counsel, his word, his strength, his peace, it's available to you today. It's bigger than your inabilities. It's bigger than your circumstance. It's bigger even than the mistakes that you make. And so wherever you're at today and whatever you're doing, I want to remind you to take on that same perspective that Paul had as a servant of God. Begin to run with the vision that God called you to do. Stop looking at the reasons why it can't be done. Stop looking at the reasons why it's difficult and it's hard and it might not happen. But you begin to start to trust in a big God. And as you run with that vision, you watch God come through for you in every area of your life.